a Radio 191 FM podcast.
So we currently have very special guests, Frank on Tap, join in. How are you guys doing? Nice, nice. You guys just released a single, Mary and Me. How is it having that out in the world?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's been a while since our last single.
Rush, which I think we... When did we release that? In February?
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so it's been a good few months and we've been kind of locked away, knuckling down. And yeah, we're super proud of the song and it's like... We feel like it's a step towards like a new era and a new sound, and just yeah, we're making really exciting music right now, and we're super keen to just get it out.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Very keen to hear all about it. How does it feel releasing music again? Because these couple of singles have been your first releases like in a year since your EP.
Yeah, it's very, very good. It always sucks, like not being able to put music out for a while,
yeah.
But I guess kind of time and money and resource can hold that back sometimes, but yeah, it's just so easy to get jealous, especially when there's so many like other amazing bands putting out so much good music. But yeah, I mean, the last single, especially Rush, was kind of one we had recorded like a couple of years ago in Dunedin at what once was Tricks Hotel. And we just kind of had it in the backlog and we were like, oh, we may as well just drop it because we knew we weren't going to be able to get anything out. Yeah, but I guess it also somewhat evened out because over the last year or so we have been playing a lot of shows all over the country, which has been great.
That's so good. Yo, good vibes. Your latest single, Mary and Me, give us a little rundown about it. Like, what's the song about? What was, like, the writing process?
Well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about what it's about. Cody, yeah, you can talk about the writing process. But I guess it's somewhat about kind of addiction and sort of vices and I guess how good I can look at a glance and how hard it can be to kind of overcome.
Yeah.
And you know, that can be in kind of in any sort of format, you know, but yeah, I guess it's about the kind of chase and pull of it, and kind of having, it's sort of like an internal monologue, you know, knowing that it sometimes may not be good, you know, the best thing you can be doing, but
yeah,
I guess you can understand that and realise that, and knowing that is a good thing, you know.
True.
Yeah. Cody, do you want to talk about a little bit about how it came to be?
Yeah, give us a little
bit. We were being naughty, and we were supposed to be practicing for a show that we had.
Yeah.
I think it was like the next night or the night after, and we were all just super tired and distracted. And then Ben, our bass player, he just started playing this bass line, like, out of the blue. And it was just so, so mean.
Yeah.
And I just started, like, I put a backbeat to it. And then Zah just chucked his delay pedal on and got this... We created this super cool, like, trance-like atmosphere. And I think we just played it on repeat for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we did. We were playing it for, there's a voice recording on someone's phone, and it's super long because we're just playing with it and just trying different like vocal melodies and like kind of a couple of different sections. But I think it was kind of that main like motif that kind of runs through a majority of the song that kind of had us all hooked.
And then we struggled a little bit with the hook. We wanted it to kind of juxtapose from the rhythm and the verse because it's like super driving, really atmospheric. But it wasn't until we got into the studio with D, our engineer, where we kind of really got it fleshed out. And he's been a great asset to us and like helping us find direction where we can't really get it ourselves.
Yeah.
So
very much so.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of... supernatural and organic with him, and it just kind of came out and it was perfect. and we just ran with it. Yeah,
cool. That's a good vibe. I feel like, yeah, just vibing, jamming with the mates, and then
yeah,
sick song came to be.
Yeah,
yeah, and then exactly. I guess
it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and then, I'm guessing lyrics came afterwards, and
all yeah,
and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess we kind of, I think I got that sort of main verse melody when we were in that practice spot for the very first time.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I started making it. And then it did take me a while to write it because I didn't want it to, like, kind of come off cliche, and I wanted to kind of add some sort of kind of underlying, like, meaning.
Yeah.
Without it sounding too, like, kind of, I guess, I don't know, snobby or whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, though. Did you, I guess, like, you wouldn't really have, like, any, like, particular, like, inspiration then when writing it, or, like, musical inspiration that comes to mind that, like, influenced how the song sounds? If it was just...
I think for the sound of the song, like, we've been finding a lot of inspiration lately from a lot of the UK alternative acts.
Yeah.
That have been coming out over the last, like, 5 years, like Fontaines, Wonder Horse.
Yeah.
I think me and Max are big fans of Inhaler as well.
I love Inhaler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just that sound coming out of there, like,
yeah,
a lot of it's, like, super gritty and grungy, but then, like, others are, like, really nice and beautiful and melodic.
Yeah.
So just kind of taking bits and pieces from all of those, and obviously putting our own spin on it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You guys said this is, like, the start of a new, like, chapter and a new direction for you guys. What, like, how, yeah, how are you feeling about that new direction, Frank on Tap?
Super exciting.
Yeah.
I think we've been trying to do it for a while, I guess. Like, if you look back to our discography, to the first songs that we released, you can hear this big shift in sound. And
yeah,
for a good period there, it's kind of us trying to figure out, like, where we want to be and who we want to be as a band. And
yeah,
I think after the EP released, that was the first time that we felt comfortable in, like, our sound. And now this time around, it's like we've learned from our mistakes, and the writing's just gotten better, and our performances have gotten better, and
yeah.
But that's also, like, I guess it's also something that is still continuing and probably will continue forever. Like, that, I guess, the sound of us as we naturally progress and like, sounds change. And I guess as an entity, I don't think there's one specific kind of thing that would stick to.
Yeah.
The good thing is we've all got super, like, diverse tastes in music from one another. Like, we obviously like a lot of the same bands, but we also have, like, these rabbit holes that we all go down that veer off quite far from each other. So I feel like when we're making new music together, there's always something really new and fresh.
Yeah, I feel like that's so important too, like, keeping everything, just exciting.
Yeah. I think it also helps that we've just got, like, pretty good chemistry between the brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. It's so fun. It is very exciting, like, hearing that you guys have, like, kind of, not fully, but, like, more nailed down your sound and, like, are feeling more comfortable with what you're releasing. There is so much, like, I guess, like, vulnerability in these, like, latest tracks. Do you ever feel, like, really exposed writing about such vulnerable topics and all of that?
I guess we can, but I guess it's also somewhat of, like, a positive outlet as well. And like, I guess there's also a nice way of seeking comfort in the thought that like, so many other people, and hopefully, like, you know, hopefully a lot of people that are listening to our music are also, like, may relate to it in a specific way, or, like, relate to it in a whole another way, you know, that, like, we could have never even thought of, you know. So I think yeah, I guess the understanding of like those songs can be, of any song really, can, it's a positive thing that people's like thought process when listening to it can be so like diverse and different.
Yeah, true. I guess like, yeah, it's like kind of cathartic, and then the fact that it's so relatable too, like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Totally. I also think that obviously when Zara Max bring the song to the group, that's like probably the biggest hurdle of being like the vulnerability of like showing your mates, that kind of thing. And then the next step of like showing the world is probably just like that one little bit easier.
True.
Yeah.
It's like the bandage has already been ripped off a little bit. You just got to do that last tug, I guess.
Yeah. I would say I definitely feel the most probably like kind of shy when showing a song is to, it's to the band, I'd say. Which is interesting. Yeah,
I guess that is like you are sat in a room with everybody, like, watching their reactions. I guess you're not really, I mean, other than like playing it live, you're not really in a room with people when they're listening.
Exactly. Yeah, so much easier to think these guys, they hate it. They hate it. You know, so that's interesting.
Interesting. And I guess this is the second single you've released this year following Rush. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Rush, I guess. The new, everything.
Rush. Rush was made. Rush was made a long time ago.
I've almost forgotten how he wrote it, to be honest.
Yeah. It would have been when we were all living together, like just almost 2 years ago.
Nuts.
And then we went on a tour, on a Velvet tour with Pool House and Hot Sauce Club, and we had some spare time in Dunedin. And we got in contact with Chicks Hotel, with our friend Rory, who's the bass player for Hot Sauce Club.
Rory.
Who's like an assistant engineer and engineer with Tom Bell, who was previously owning Chicks Hotel. And we got in contact with him, and we just quickly kind of laid it out there, and it was a super fun day, and it was, I think, one of the last sessions before they may have closed shop, so it was super special to be in there and get that chance of that kind of Dunedin history before it shut down.
No, for sure, that's like super cool that you got one of the last tracks ever recorded at Tricks.
Yeah it was great.
We also shot our first music video ever for Rush as well at the Waikareka Speedway on Onehunga in Auckland, which was super super cool. Mate Jet,
who
is our creative director, he just called up the owner one day, and he's like, hey, like, do you think I could just shoot you? And the guy just went, yeah,
go.
So we pulled up. I think we had to pay like 100 or 200 bucks to turn on the floodlights, but he just gave us the whole afternoon. And
nice.
Shot a really cool video on YouTube if you guys want to go watch it.
Oh yeah,
Rush, Frank on Pat.
Yeah, we learned a lot from there, like to bring food and water to all video shoots.
Yes, because really,
did you not bring food or water?
No, we didn't. Nah.
I feel like common sense, guys. Come on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, I think you'll
find Frank on tap can sometimes forget common sense and get very excited, you know?
Yeah, true.
Just gets eager to do it. Yeah.
How long were you there for without food and water?
We got there, it would have been like 7 hours, I think.
Yeah.
I'd crumble. Yeah. I wouldn't be alive after that.
Yeah, we're pretty bad. Dehydrated and tired, hungry, but it made for a good video.
True.
Yeah.
We ended up doing a car trip maybe 5 hours in.
Mm.
I think it was like a 20-minute drive, and we were trying to find a BP or anything, and everything was closed.
Oh.
And then we came around the corner and saw the Golden Arches.
That's like that's beautiful, honestly.
That was so good. Yeah, we got a few mates hunger busters and rolled back from the site.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's a great story. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, good vibes. How was filming your first music video apart from like absolute starvation and dehydration?
It was hectic.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Jet is like Jet Scott, who Cody just mentioned, who filmed it and directed it, he is incredible at having a vision and then just putting it to work.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of stuff storyboarded, and then of course once we got there, like a lot of things were kind of adjusted, and we were moving kind of one place to one place very quickly, and then in the middle we'd be, I'll kind of stop here and get something. So it was a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was very fun. It was, yeah.
Good chaos.
Yeah.
Big learning experience for everyone involved, because I don't think Jet had really shot much music videos either, and obviously we hadn't filmed any ourselves. So we're kind of playing it by ear and obviously learning from a lot of mistakes, but I feel like Jet's just like got such a good natural talent. The video came up like really, really well done, and
he
works super well on the fly.
Yeah,
it's good for us because we can be quite unproductive sometimes.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's great.
That's so good. Yes. Finally, like, what's up next for Frank on Tap? What have you got planned for the next couple months?
Cody, do you want to speak to this?
Oh.
Yeah, we're laying pretty low for the next few months.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that there's not big things coming.
Big things in the works.
Yeah, there's some. Maybe, you know, a few weeks or a few months, there'll be some more tracks rolling out, and yeah. But
there'll be some
part for the winter.
We decided to have the winter apart, and because Zara's living in Christchurch right now, Cody's in Kapiti, and then Ben and I, who's both of our hometowns, are in Auckland, so we're still here.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, we've got new material coming that we're also very, very happy with, which may or may not be leading to our biggest project yet.
Ooh.
And then at the end of the year, I think we will be hopefully doing some of the biggest touring we've done to date as well.
Shit, yeah, that's so exciting.
Should be very great. Nice. Yeah.
Lots to look forward to then.
Yeah, it'll be worth the wait with the big gap of music we've had. We're just going to be trying to pump out as much as we can.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Little hibernation for winter and then full force.
That's over spring, summer. That's right.
That's full force.
Yeah.
That's right.
Super keen.
Yeah.
Yo. Well, thank you guys for coming on air and having a chat. Mary and me was really.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. It was a great time. Congrats on your new single. It's a banger track.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Very keen to hear everything coming out and possibly see you guys on tour in the summer.
Absolutely.
Look forward to. Yo.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Great. Thanks, man. Thank appreciate
you.
It.
Cheers. Appreciate you guys. Catches.
Catch you later.
Yep. That was.
Next
week. I don't know.
Next week.
Crazy. Yo, that was Frank on Tap. This is Rush. This single that was released in February. Keep it locked on the one. Have a good night.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.